You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds, Harry Kane to score and Tottenham to win is 6-4, and Alberto Palocci to score and Swansea to win at 16-1. One interesting statistic in the lead up to this game, this comes from Opta. Spurs have had the most shots on target this season and faced the fewest. So it's a little surprise they're in the mix for the title this year. I came past Fiorentina comfortably on Thursday night in the Europa League, Derek, and they'll fancy getting all 3 points here and winning this comprehensively.
Yeah, well, all of a sudden, Tottenham this season have become a team that you don't mind backing their odds on, and you'd never have said that about Tottenham teams in recent years. You know, I've been trying to work out about Tottenham. I haven't been able to work them out. I mean, they're very impressive, and Pochettino is doing a marvellous job, because looking at the squad of players they've got, I don't think they should be where they are, flying in basically every competition they're in. But I've decided they are, in fact, the latter-day Nottingham Forest. You know, Forest under Cloughy. The trophies they won for a squad that lacked stardust. Well, that's certainly the same in my eyes, but they've just got a manager who knows how he wants his team to play, and they're not making any mistakes. And I think 4-9 to beat a rank ordinary Swansea side is a fair bet. It's not a kind of price I would normally play at, particularly where Tottenham are concerned. So I might well go for Tottenham to win 2-0, because Swansea, in my eyes, just don't score enough goals. 24 goals in 26 games, fewer than one a game, and they played an awful lot easier oppositions than opponents than Tottenham. So Tottenham to win 2-0, I'm guessing, must be around about 11 to 10 mark.
Yeah, it's just a shade bigger than that. 23-20 it is, Tottenham to win 2-0.
Yeah, I like the look of that.
Mr. Phelps?
Yeah, interesting one. Just before we get into the game, just a quick question for both of you, just involving the top of the Premier League.
Yeah.
Who do you think will be in the top two? Who will be the top two at the end of the season?
Tottenham first, Man City second.
I still think Manchester City win the title. I'm going Manchester City first, with Tottenham second.
So you both think Man City, Tottenham will be the top two?
Yeah.
Yes.
9-1 for the dual forecast.
Oh,
is it really?
That's a big price.
9-1. These are all, and I've just spotted these as we've been chatting. Not that I wasn't paying attention. But, I mean, Tottenham to win the title, City second, is 16-1. City to win the title and Tottenham second, 20-1.
And 9-1 on either way around. I like that.
That's a big price.
Yeah, I do.
I was really surprised. I mean, Arsenal-Tottenham is 2-1 favourite dual forecast. Arsenal-Leicester 13-5. Leicester-Tottenham 9-2. See, what got me looking at this was I think City will figure. I think City will come good in the end, and I think Tottenham and Leicester might just drift off a little bit. But so Man City Arsenal, which is the one I thought, 11-2, Man City Tottenham 9-1, Leicester Man City 11-1. That's under the Premier League. Just hit Premier League, where all the outrights are, dual forecast and straight forecast.
Yeah, so I'll have a look at that. That's a bet to be had there.
As for this game, I've got a reservation, and that's the Europa League. When you look back at Tottenham's season, the Europa League, the game after the Europa League is one that they can struggle in, albeit they beat Palace after coming back from a home game against Carabag. Coming back from France, they drew with Swansea 2-2 away from home. Coming back from an away game against Anderlecht, they smashed Bournemouth to bits. So that, you think, well, they can do that.
They've started resting a few players in the Europa League. Squad's bigger than it has been in
previous
seasons.
And they're at home as well, which is a big thing. I mean, they beat Anderlecht at home, drew with Arsenal. They went to Carabag and won, and then drew with Chelsea. So it doesn't always work. Did lose to Newcastle, lost to Palace, of course, last weekend, but they may well have had, their eyes off the FA Cup. So I'm not going to go mad here, is the point I'm making. I'm not going to go mad and think that they're going to, destroy Swansea. We're told that Kane will be fit to make his comeback. I'm presuming he'll have one of their masks on after his broken... Everyone's got a mask on these days, haven't they? With that broken nose that he's suffered. I'll just go for... I think Tottenham might win 1-2 here and just do a job on Swansea.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.